This is A Look at Legacy, the impact of Minnesota's Clean Water, Land, and Legacy Amendment.
Before the St. Louis River gets to its estuary, the place where it meets Lake Superior, it flows 75 miles through bogs, forests, and rapids. Native Americans settled there because of its rich biodiversity.
Wild rice sustained them, fisheries resources, waterfowl, big game. Then, of course, since then, we've beat it up pretty badly.
The damage was obvious to Dave Zentner when he arrived in Duluth in 1955.
Nobody fished, boated, wanted to be by, let alone swim, in the St. Louis River because of the tremendous pollution problems.
As a prominent member of the Isaac Walton League, Zentner has actively monitored federal and state-funded initiatives to assess damage and remove waste the steel, paper, and logging industries dumped into the river. The Legacy Amendment's Clean Water and Outdoor Heritage Funds have boosted the efforts. Although nothing can restore the St. Louis River estuary to its original state, Zentner says it's improving as a natural and community resource.
We've seen the attitudes of the people that live in Duluth change enormously because it's now become a place to be. In many ways, our estuary is a poster child for the future.
A Look at Legacy is a production of AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at ampers.org.